Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Today, we're going to talk about what I feel like is a hot topic with service-based business owners and business owners in general, and it is the to niche or not to niche. That is the question, and what does it actually mean?
Oh, for sure. I think there's so many opportunities here and there's no right or wrong answer, but I do think there's an opportunity that people aren't seeing that I think is probably the most unutilized, but awesome opportunity that's just kind of like laying out there for you.
I think it is the answer for every service provider who says they're multi-passionate.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I can wrap my head around that. I can also see someone who's had all the things they've been offering and their menu of services, so to speak, has kind of become
the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah. All the things you can do for a client has really grown and expanded. This is a great opportunity to still do a wide variety of things,
but simplify. Because I think what happens is you get into business and you have your expert skill set and you're offering it. And as you work with clients, you see that they need more things and that you want to provide them more things. And I love that for you.
Yeah.
But then the menu gets a little hairy and there gets to be a lot of things there. And this is your chance to clear that up and still serve really, really epically.
Well, see, the problem is when you start to get into the multitude of things you can do for people, even though that sounds fun in theory, it can become a problem because it's like aiding in the ADHD of like changing gears all the time. And I think there's so much opportunity out there. And when I see service providers offering a wide variety of things, especially if they're doing them one at a time, the problem I see is that it's really hard to create consistent processes because you're kind of like jumping from one thing to the other, and it aids in this kind of ADHD mismanagement thing from the back end of your business, and it's really hard to get into a groove. And I know even though you guys love all the things, like we have to find a flow for you to like comfortably be able to come in, know what you need to work on, do your job, and live your life first. And if that's not happening, if you're either like working so many hours because you can't get through all the things, or you feel like you're just like constantly switching up what you're working on, making all these custom proposals, making all these custom bids, then we have an idea to reframe.
Well, and this is my favorite thing for service providers to do. It's what I love doing even to this day. And that is telling people what they need. And it is a skill that I think everyone could get better at doing, because what's happening is you are the expert in whatever it is that you offer, whether it's copywriting or web development or consulting in your niche, you are that expert. people hire you because you are an expert in that thing. They are not hiring you or wanting to work with you to then figure out what they need. People want to be told and need to be told what to do and what package, what services, what offerings of yours is recommended for them to get the results that they're saying that they want. It's your job to identify, okay, where does my client want to be, need to be? How can I help them? So what do they need to get from me in order to achieve that result?
Well, and the funny thing is, in the past, I've seen service providers just be like way narrowed in on this very specific thing they do. But then that leaves the client saying, oh, and now I need this and I need this and I need this. And they can't actually get the result they're after because they're missing so many other pieces. Or they're literally slowing down your project because the pieces they need, they're trying to produce themselves when they're not an expert in that field. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's some great opportunities. So first of all, if any of this has resonated with you, I just want to let you know that we have a private training that specifically talks through how to create this high touch signature service and what it would look like to double your income utilizing that model. And so if you're interested in that, you're going to need to apply. So you're going to go to bossproject.com/incubator. Give us your info. We'll probably have a conversation over on Instagram and the DMs. And then I want to get you into that training. But I want to give you like a sneak preview of what could happen if we really kind of nail this down.
Okay, so first, let me paint a picture for you. My absolute favorite vacation to take is a vacation called an all-inclusive vacation. And it's one where I make one decision, really two. Where do I want to go and when do I want to go? I make those decisions. And then if I'm picking that all-inclusive package, I literally do not have to make any more decisions that entire time. And I know that I'm going to achieve the things that I set out to achieve: bliss, relaxation, food, entertainment, whatever it might be, because of the type of package that I'm going after. I want that same experience for your clients. I want them to know the journey of what is going to be involved within working with you could be custom to what you offer and how you show up, but it's all inclusive to fit their needs.
Okay, but here's the thing. We live in a much more complicated world. Unnecessarily so, by the way, in a much more complicated world than we did even when we were children. Okay. And so, because of that, we are now operating at a capacity that humans have never operated before. We have to make thousands of decisions a day. In fact, they've done science and they've tracked this down. On average, people make 35,000 decisions a day.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And so when they talk about decision fatigue, it is a real thing. So when your decision making goes up, when you have to make more decisions, you tend to get really worn down. Your energy gets really low. You tend to not be as happy of a person. And you also tend to get sick a lot more often. You've all been there, okay? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You have the ability to not only serve clients well, but reduce their decision fatigue. Because you can come in and present and say, hey, I get you. This is what you say you're after. Fantastic. Here is the exact roadmap I'm going to walk you through that's going to get you there. And you have to make the least amount of decisions possible. I'm going to make this as simple and straightforward for you as possible. And we're going to get here. And all of a sudden, clients are like, okay, because mm-hmm. the idea of having to make less decisions is the sexiest goddamn thing you could tell any woman on the planet.
Yep. Yep. Literally anyone. Think about all of the things that you're thinking about in your everyday. And so if you can just have a confident experience with your client, knowing that you're going to get them to that end result. And I think this is what a lot of service providers think, is that if it's not clearly outlined with every a la carte item or all of these packages, all of these offers, all of these products, whatever you want to call them, that the client, if they can't see them on the front end, then they won't be reassured what they're getting is what they're actually going to get. And I'm here to say that there are ways that you can walk a client through and have their decision be reassured at every single step of the process of working with you without you having to like have the menu of services available, which is the happy place to be.
Well, and also what happens when you give people this reassurance. So a lot of you, how many of you have had a client that's like, I have so many ideas and I want to do this and this and this and this and this and this, and they want to be involved in every decision and they want to run the whole thing, and then you send them the thing and they want to give you all their feedback and they want to change everything about it. And you guys know that those are your least favorite clients. You know what happens when you say, no worries, you're not the one who has to be making these decisions. We got you. All of a sudden you weed out all the people that are needy. They don't actually know what they want. They just think if they're involved more that they're going to get a better result. And when you start charging the more premium prices to match the level of experience you're offering, yeah, you have people that start to trust you more because they give it to you. They said, here.
Yeah. Everyone has seen that meme, right? You sent it to me or I sent it to you or something recently where it was like a low paying client has all of these revisions, all of this feedback, all of these questions, project scopes popping up here and there. Yeah. And then a higher paying client is like, love it. Thanks so much. Good to go.
Yeah. Truly.
That can be reality.
100%. 100%. Okay. So how do we get there? How do we reduce decision fatigue? How do we niche or not niche? What does that even look like? What does that even mean? So first of all, we have clients who have super specific niches. Mm-hmm. We have social media content creators that specifically only work with small dance studios, period. So like clearly that's a niche, okay? Mm-hmm. We also have a disaster preparedness client who comes into companies and helps them prep so that they are ready for a hurricane or a fire or whatever, right? That's clearly a very specific niche and service. But we also have people that are fantastic marketers and they want to do branding and web design and development and SEO and like all the things. And the reason they want to do all the things, it not only is that they have a desire, but a lot of them really want to get results for their clients. So instead of me saying, no, you can only do you can only do a 5-page website for food brands. Like instead of me saying that, what I instead want to do is help you create a package that's inclusive of the need of your typical client. Mm-hmm. Every client may have, some of them may not need a logo. Some of them may not need this part of the thing. Okay, but that doesn't mean you're reducing your price for them.
No.
You have an all-inclusive package that's inclusive of the typical needs of the client that comes to you at the stage they're at.
The typical results that you're getting for clients, the goals that you're helping them reach. If this is you and you're like, I don't want to niche down to only talk to puppy bloggers. Like, I don't want to get that specific. That's fine. So of the people that you're working with, what are the typical results that you're getting them, right? Do you see yourself working with like newer startup companies and we're just going to go the brand and website and logo and marketing aspect because that's like an all-encompassing thing? Like, are you helping people like get their first website off the ground and sales made or clients landed or whatever their goals typically are? Are they refining an existing website, but we're getting it cleaned up and we're getting it to work faster or convert higher? What is the actual results that you're seeing for your clients? How you get there, you get to decide as the expert. But the goals can be the niche, the zone of genius that you're saying, this is what we help our clients go through and achieve.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart.
including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, before you get overwhelmed with fulfillment for that kind of thing, instead of you sending people down a rabbit hole of, okay, well, I'll do this piece, but you'll probably also need this service, this service, this service, this service. Instead of like sending them out into the world and saying, go do the things, go find the things, what I want to do inside the incubator is teach you how to create strategic partners. And some of these can be one-off project-based partners. Some of these might be independent contractors you keep on retainer, and some of these might be employees. But I need to know about your business and your specific needs to guide you on which direction you need to go. But what happens?
You don't have to be good at everything.
No, you don't. You don't. Do you think Emily and I are both good at the same things?
No. Stainer's own of genius. That's our whole mission.
What I can tell you is we tend to like agree on a lot of things and want to go in the same direction.
Because we have the same goals for all of our clients.
Yes. But how we get there and how we might go about it is different. What our strengths on delivery is different. Like I may come at it from an ops angle and Emily is over here like, okay, let's tweak the copy on this page to really speak to your ideal client. Okay. You have to lean into what is your magic. And if you don't know what that is yet, like I want to talk to you about it because some of you, you've done so much. Like the resumes I've heard is just absolutely insane.
It's like people being like, I'm brand new and I don't know what I'm doing, but I have 26 years experience doing this over here. And I'm like, oh, you sweet baby.
Yeah, you're not new. Spoiler alert, if you've been doing anything for more than 5 to 10 years in a specific area of expertise, you're not new, regardless of if the business is a new entity or not. But even if you're running an existing business, and I think this is what it comes down to. I think a lot of businesses that are already running, that are already doing the things, they just have a desire to work with these people. Like a great potential client walks in the door and they're like, well, I only need blah, blah, blah. First of all, we got to get a better filter on you don't have to work with every person that walks in the door that's interested in working with you. And I know that sounds hard. It's still hard. Trust me. Like you're like, how can I make it work? How can I make this work? I would love this opportunity, but I don't know. Okay. Well, maybe we need better boundaries about who you actually say yes to. But then on the flip side of it, you've created this, we can figure it out kind of culture in your company. And it's slowing your staff down. Your staff is
okay,
like,
well, now we're pivoting over here and now we're providing this and now we're just offering this.
You know, normally we do like a 10-page website with some basic copy and a logo. And now you want us to build out 9,000 products in a back-end Shopify. Like what? You have the ability to love your staff and love your job. And not that it's not always going to be work, like it's still work, but I promise you when we can create more structure around your offers, so much will open up for you. And I think there's this misconception that you have to niche. And I think this can be two different things. I think you could be super specific on who you're talking to, or you can be super specific on the result you're ultimately creating for people, and you're including what is required to move someone from point A to point B.
Yep. And what I said earlier, I feel like that's the key for our multi-passionate peeps. We here, even at Boss Project, have fought against the whole niching down for literal years, because you could get super specific even within the space that we're talking to. But we also have seen the effects of, okay, if you're talking to too many people or if the offer isn't really clear, like there are consequences to that. But when we learned, oh, wait, we can be clear in the results and our knowledge of the framework that we're going to walk our clients through, it doesn't matter if you're disaster relief or a cookie artist. It doesn't matter if you're a consultant or a designer. If you are starting on the same similar foundation and have an idea to get to the end result that we are in alignment with, I can help you get there. And so that means every day when we're in our coaching sessions or building out stuff for our clients, that it could look different in the sense of the product, but it's the same in the sense of the framework and workflows that we've created for that client.
Right. Absolutely. So again, there's nothing wrong with, if your desire is to work with a certain like avatar of a kind of a person, okay, fantastic.
Great. Love that.
Fantastic. You still need, though, if you want to niche your audience, you have to have a clear deliverable. It doesn't mean, oh, well, because I've gotten really clear that I'm only working with food brands or restaurants, that it doesn't mean now I'm just going to like do anything that this particular type of client needs. No, you literally still have to be clear on your deliverable. That's the one thing you have to be clear on. You have to be so clear on what you are creating for your clients.
Yeah.
What are you delivering?
And I would like to challenge you guys who have maybe offered one thing or one niche. A clear example I can give you of this is a copywriter client of ours who loves writing sales pages, right? And she's already going down the rabbit hole that so many of you go down, where she's working on sales page for a client right now. And she can see, because she's the expert, that this client probably could also benefit from some social media captions for some priming messaging of this offer. They could maybe also benefit from maybe copy for a thank you page or some emails or different workflows, follow-up sequences, whatever. She can see that because she's the expert in that particular portion. What I encourage you to do, though, is perfect your zone of genius to get the desired results that you want that are measurable and can be used for amazing case studies and can really open up the door for further clients. We do that once, right? And then treat it like an experiment. Okay, if I got 10x results from the sales page for this client, if the next client I were able to do the sales page plus emails, could I double those results? Could I get different results, or is it really the same? And really, you can look at the product additions to your offer as experiments for every single add-on. Does it increase the results for that client, or is it just something like I could do?
The other piece to that too, so I think results is an amazing one to bring up. The other one that I'm thinking of is, does it reduce friction in you completing the project?
Right, right.
Web is just so easy as an example. Say you are doing a website. You could absolutely send forms and details and have clients submit their own copy. You could.
But clients generally aren't the best at that.
Not only are they not the best, but like, could you get the copy 3 weeks sooner if you had them schedule one interview with a copywriter and they ask them all the questions they need to ask them in a call, and it's recorded and they can transcribe it and whatever. And then they write all the copy and they might have to go back once for like some clarifying questions. Would that reduce friction and timeline so much so that you could take on another client every 2 weeks?
And provide better results.
Exactly. Exactly. I think there's an opportunity for it to go either way. For us back in the day, including copy in our web design was like critical, but also photography, because using stock when you're a brand that's like selling, for us, they were selling physical products. What am I going to do? We're trying to sell you salsa here. You want me to just like pick a random stock photo of someone having a fiesta? Like that literally makes no sense. You don't want that. You want to infuse your product in an environment. And then, I mean, that made specific sense for because they had physical products, but like even still, like say they have a full staff. Are you just literally not going to have photos of the staff on the website? And this goes for anything, not just web design. I don't want to like get caught in that niche by any means, but I want you to think through, there's two things here. By adding this additional service, A, I'm including it in the first package. Don't say this
is not all a cart
add on. Okay. No. That's not a thing. So does adding this service to my primary package, does it one, increase the transformation or results? Or two, does it reduce friction in my ability to complete the project in a timely manner? If it doesn't do either of those things, then you decide it was fun and that's okay. But like you have to be mindful that that's not actually aiding in you moving forward. And so maybe you have one of those fun things, but like you can't have five add-ons that are all just for fun. Like that's just not, it's not helpful.
Yeah. Well, and I think for our people listening who have the existing Cheesecake Factory of menu items, I would encourage y'all to really, really pick apart of the items that you say that you offer. Yes. How many of them have you actually sold?
Yes.
How long does it take you to do them?
Yes.
And how much money are you making from them? Don't do an estimate. Don't do a like, I think. I want you to actually go back and look.
If you tell me, I feel like I spend all my time. Stop it.
What's the actual truth? And map it out. And you will be able to see pretty quickly things that can get cut just right off the top. Just like cut it. Trim the fat. Cut it. Get gone. And then you'll be able to see things that are like, okay, these do take a lot of time, but they also made quite a bit of money. And I feel like every client needs them. Boom, there's a two offer package right there. Now let's keep going down the list and see what else we can put in there for one all-inclusive experience.
Yeah. What happens when you create a signature service that's really inclusive of everything a client needs? Not only did they leave happier, but you get to create a more clear roadmap on how you complete a project. Mm-hmm. So you have better back-end project management systems. You have better communication with your client. You have all of it can be set up and it can be so streamlined. And so like, if you're like begging me, Abby, I have got to work less hours, please help me reduce my, okay. If you're telling me that, then we need to talk. Mm-hmm. We need to talk because I want you and want to guide you through creating a service that's inclusive of the needs of your clients and one that actually helps you reduce the amount of hours you're working in your business. Because a lot of you are working too damn hard. And for what?
Mm-hmm. Someone hyperbolically told us today that they work 400 hours a week. And I was like,
Yeah. And that you could just tell they were just stressed. Yeah. So it's funny though. Emily and I were talking about this last night. Not only have we gotten better at like getting clear on what our clients need and delivering on that, but all of this like getting clear on what you need and like getting better at delivering it with like less decision fatigue, it leaks over into all the things. Emily and I were like, why do we get ready in half the time that used to take us in our mid-20s? And why do we look younger now than we did then? And it's funny. It's just like...
Could be the Botox, but...
I mean... Maybe, but it could also be that I do think there's a huge part of me that has more reassurance that I'm in a stable environment and that I have the tools I need to be successful and I can take care of and provide for my family and I don't have to work my ass off all the time. If I want to work my ass off because I'm really excited about a project, I have the ability to jump in head first, but that's not required of me.
And it doesn't have to be a continuous season. Right. Like we very much know when those switches are turned on that they are also going to be turned off.
Yes.
And that's not the case for a lot of you.
Right. You're just running a marathon. Well, you're sprinting through a marathon that never ends.
You got some shin splints, girl.
That's how you end up in the hospital.
Let's
and I've seen it happen.
Seriously.
One of many hospitals, by the way.
Yeah. And there are even clients we're working with right now who have like minor colds. And I'm like, yeah, you know why?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to give you a little lecture on keeping your immune system in check by reducing your stress, by respecting your adrenals. And like, if we want to go down that road, I can do that for you.
We are now medical professionals.
You know, I may not be, but I dabble, okay?
I watch enough TikToks. Well, we basically gave you for free inside this call how to craft your high touch signature service.
No, I think you're going to have so many questions. I guarantee
you,
it.
You need to reach out to us still. Go apply for real if you're shaking your head and if you're starting to sketch out the many offers that you've brainstormed or are currently offering.
I will
offering.
Give you personal feedback on this. You got to apply though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised, but kind of surprised by, and this is literal no shade because this is me, but by how many people like can't actually do math. Every time I see it, I'm like, I get you.
It's okay.
What are numbers?
It's okay. We will work it out together. I'm excited for you. I'm excited about this opportunity for you. Let's get clear on what you offer.
Yep. Bossproject.com/
Incubator.
Incubator. Like what you put chickens in or eggs to make them chickens.
What comes first, chicken or eggs?
Put an omelet in an incubator.
Oh my gosh. Please don't come to me when you're fried and fertilized. Do you know that song? Did anyone have Purple Jeep come to their college and rap for them? Just me. Was this only a me experience?
It wasn't me.
Google or YouTube, fried and fertilized, and then DM me because we will have a
laugh. Is this a sexual health thing? And they were talking about, or what was the message?
I think it was just like a rapper that talked about sex.
In a very weird angle.
Like I said,
they niched in a weird way.
Anyway, that was not the topic at hand, Emily. Okay, so what I was trying to say is, if you resonated with this message, we probably need to one of two things, either niche down who you're offering to, or get more clear on an all-inclusive package that provides the results your clients are really looking for. And if you're like, I don't have all the skills to do all the things, okay, let's work through that. I have ideas, but you need to go first to bossproject.com/incubator, apply, and then we're going to have a convo. And if it makes sense for you, we're going to send you to a private training that is literally going to blow your mind. I've never gotten so many mind-blown emojis, like just like straight, like a whole page of them was sent after someone watched. They're like, and I'm only 30 minutes in. And I was like, okay.
Okay, got it. Got it. You just wait. Okay, DM us. Apply and then DM us. Cool beans?
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.